Today we're going to talk about the Stolen Generation. So, what is this?
The Stolen Generation is a name that has been given to the victim of a law created by the Australian federal and state government in the period of the beginning of the 20th century until the late 60s. Although in some place, Métis children were still being taken into the 1970s.
First of all, we're going to show the conditions of the children. Between 1910 until the late 60s, among 20,000 and 100,000 Aboriginal children were forcibly removed from their families by Australian government. The authorities justified these kidnappings under the pretext of education and protection. In reality, these children were going to be placed in white homes, adopted by European families or sent to strict institutions, and they were considered that the Aboriginal were on the verge of extinction. As for the Métis children, they were seen as recoverable and could be integrated into white society. Thus, between 10 and 30% of Aboriginal children have been torn from their families over several generations. These kidnappings were brutal, like roundups in communities. Some families were destroyed in minutes, and there were no information of the fate of the kidnapped children. Parents were desperately looking for their children, often without ever finding them. The consequences of this policy are still visible today. There is more than 50% of the member of the Stolen Generation suffer from mental disorders like depression, anxiety, and addictions. Aboriginal people have an incarceration rate 15 times higher than the national average. The life expectancy of Aboriginals is 8 to 10 years lower than that of other Australians. Once kidnapped, these children were placed in religious institutions and there were some instructions, for example, prohibition of speaking their mother tongue. In case of rebellion, corporal punished them. They were forced to to farms or white families as servants or agricultural workers. In this institution, many children have suffered physical or sexual abuse. Many of these young people grew up without knowing their origins, without understanding why they had been separated from their families. Many lost all connection with their identity. There is a film called Rabbit Proof Fence, released in 2002, which illustrates this period by telling the true story of three Aboriginal girls who escaped from a government mission and walk more than 2,400 kilometers to find their family. Today, survivors of the Stolen Generation continue to testify, so the story never falls into oblivion.
The consequences of what happened. Aboriginal people represent 3% of the population in Australia. They fight for their rights, like with the referendum of 1967, which aimed to count Indigenous people in the population. However, it was rejected because of misinformation on social media and medias. The lack of bipartisan support also contributed at this rejection. The Australia's Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, revealed his disappointment and continued to support Aboriginal community. In the future, the country will have to keep fighting to reconciliation, finding new strategies. With the Florence O'News and Mark Bean Bakar's testimonies, we can feel the intergenerational traumatism of these people of Aboriginal origin. In fact, they were affected by the loss of culture, identity, and language. This tragedy caused intense feelings of pain and hurt that can provoke important consequences like alcoholism and even suicide attempts, which could be required therapies. This alarming phenomenon of Stolen Generation helped at the loss of language, supporting English as an official language to the detriment of Aboriginal language. Moreover, in Australia, the lack of Aboriginal educational resources participate in this loss. In spite of this major issue of cultural diversity, some initiative could be taken to reconnect people with their culture, reconciling others with the past because it obviously can be changed.
Now I'm gonna show you some statistics about the consequences on Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. First of all, population and distribution. There is approximately 984,000 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in Australia, which is almost 3.8% of the total population. 38% of them live in major cities, 44% in inner or outer regional area, and 70% in remote or very remote area. They're more likely to live in smaller cities. Cultural and connection and language. 74% of Aboriginal recognize an area as their homeland or traditional country. 19.1% in remote areas. But only 24% of them live in this homeland. There are 250 distinct languages, with 123 still used today, but only 12 are spoken fluently by all generations. More than half of their language have disappeared in the years. Economic and social disadvantage. There are about 40% indigenous people who live without two or more essentials for a decent standard of living like housing, cleaning, water or food, compared to only 11% on non-indigenous Australian. Education and employment. 57% of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people aged of more than 20 have a year 12 certificate or higher qualification. A year 12 certificate is, in France, the end of high school. In Australia, the rate of leadership position held by First Nation people is only of 0.7%. In health, First Nations life expectancy is about 10 years shorter on non-Indigenous people. In 2010 and 2012, life expectancy were, for Indigenous men, 69 years compared to 80 years for non-Indigenous men, for Indigenous women, 64 years compared to 83 years for non-Indigenous women. The smoking rate among Aboriginal people is high, as it is for alcohol addiction, due to many trauma. In 2012, it was of 41%. Criminal justice system. Aboriginal and Torres Islander people have 50 times bigger risk to be imprisoned than on non-Indigenous Australians.
To conclude, the Stolen Generations period lasted many years, with children removed from their families until the late 60s. This traumatic Australian episode marked Aboriginal people and their descendants, but nowadays, manoeuvres are put in place to remember of their story and the Aboriginal culture.